KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 18 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, the Atlantic Rotary Club will host their annual auction on Saturday, November 23rd at the Cass County Community Center. The doors for the event open at 5:30. Every year, the club partners with an organization to help them raise funds for needed items. And this year, they're partnering with the Cass County Sheriff's Office to help them purchase body cameras and a drug dog. Raffle tickets are one for $20 or six for $100. First prize receives $1,500, second $1,000, and third $500, and you do not need to be present to win. If you can't make it to the auction and would like to support by purchasing a raffle ticket, just stop by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is partnering with the USDA Farm Service Agency to conduct Farm Bill, ARC, PLC, and Farm Financial Decisions meetings statewide this fall. Atlantic is one of several locations across southwest Iowa where producers and landlords can learn about the program. Program, election enrollment process regarding the agricultural risk coverage, or ARC, and or price loss coverage, PLC, commodity crop programs. The meeting takes place on Wednesday, December 4th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. The doors will open 30 minutes prior to the meeting, and it's open to the public at no cost. Patrick Hadding, Farm Management Specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach, says the meeting is designed to help producers, landlords, and other agribusiness professionals with ARC, PLC elections, enrollment process, and tools available. The topics and presenters include ARC, PLC programs, rules and regulations by USDA Farm Service Agency County Director, ARC, PLC decisions using the ISU Payment Analyzer, and of farm financial issues, Patrick Hadding, ISU Extension Farm Management Specialist, and farm stress management and related resources by the ISU Extension Family Life Specialist. That meeting on December 4th will last about 2.5 hours. No pre-registration or registration fee is required, and more than 50 similar meetings will be held statewide in November and December. Additional meeting sites and information can be found in the link under the same story on the news page and Ag and Outdoor pages at KJAN.com. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday released a lengthy report on an accident and several arrests. The accident took place just before 2 p.m. Tuesday near 7th and Olive Streets, as we mentioned. Authorities say a vehicle driven by Mervin Templeman of Atlantic was traveling east on 7th and had stopped at the intersection traffic light. A vehicle driven by Trent Park of Atlantic was eastbound on 7th and came up over the hill. Park was unable to stop for traffic waiting ahead of him at the light. He took evasive action but struck Templeman's vehicle on the passenger side. A passenger in the Templeman vehicle complained of neck pain and was transported to CCMH by medevac ambulance. Trent Park was cited for failure to stop at an assured clear distance. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,000. The Atlantic Police reports, Department reports also four people from Atlantic were arrested on drug and other charges last Saturday. 26-year-old Jessica Mack was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on an interference with official acts charge, along with possession of drug paraphernalia. 28-year-old Alex Garside was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation and possession of paraphernalia. 21-year-old Sean Smith was arrested Saturday for criminal mischief in the fifth degree, possession of drug paraphernalia, keeping a premises or vehicle for a controlled substance violation, possession of meth and marijuana first offenses. And 36-year-old Jolene Highstand was arrested for possession of paraphernalia, gathering where marijuana is used, and possession of marijuana first offense. On November 7th, 31-year-old James Erickson of Atlantic was arrested for keeping a premises or vehicle for a controlled substance violation and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 33-year-old Vicente Martinez of Edmond, Oklahoma was arrested for public intoxication. The APD says on November 5th, 46-year-old Dwayne Rollins of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting. And 39-year-old Michael Parrott of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for probation violation. On November 2nd, Atlantic Police arrested 17-year-old Dante Watkins of Atlantic for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. And 21-year-old Drew Miller of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, paraphernalia, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and a drug tax stamp violation. And on November 1st, 45-year-old Dan Christensen of Atlantic was arrested for harassment in the third degree, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. Each of those individuals named were booked into the Cass County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Leroy Nelson, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Saturday. Graveside services with full military rites for Leroy Nelson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Daniels, age 93, of Adair, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Robert Daniels will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Cletus Schmitz, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Cletus Schmitz will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clint Height, age 61, of Greenfield, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Clint Height will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Paula Randerese, age 64, of Audubon, died Monday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Paula Randerese will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Martha Gittens, age 91, of Stewart, died Monday in Johnston. Memorial services for Martha Gittens will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Lorraine Schroyer, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died October 13th. Memorial services for Lorraine Schroyer will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Arlene Robb, age 94, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Following a cremation, celebration of life memorial services for Arlene Robb will be held at a later date. The Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.